Well, welcome into our Better Farming podcast in association with WorkSafe. There's no denying that farming is extremely challenging, both physically and also mentally. In this episode, we're going to look at the role mental health plays on farm and also a correlation with injury rates as well. My name is Rowena Duncombe, and joining me is Al McCone from WorkSafe and also Jared Vaughan representing FarmStrong. And Jared, we'll start with you. What role does mental health play on farm?
Well, it's interesting. A farmer summed up farming pretty well. He was an older farmer, so he'd farmed for 30 or 40 years. He said when he started out in farming, it was all about this, pointed to his bicep. And he said, nowadays, it's all about this.
Pointing to his head.
So, I mean, we do need to look after ourselves physically, but a lot of the challenges in complex business, and farming is a complex business, it's the mental challenges. A lot of the stress and pressure that we face are things outside our control. And how do we deal with those things and still stay focused on the things that we can control so that we perform well every day?
It gets a bit challenging, though, if you're in the middle of a drought or if things are too wet on farm and you're sitting there 6 o'clock or 10 to 7, the weather comes on the news and you're seeing that there's another week of sunshine or another week of rain and you want just the opposite. You know, what are some of the ways you can cope with things like that, as you say, are outside of your control?
Yeah, so you can't control the weather. So actually accepting that you do have no control over that, but you can actually control your routines for that day, the things that you choose to do. You can actually control your mindset. And actually what we're hearing from a lot of farmers, and particularly farmers that have been through this, saying, we will get through this.
Yeah.
Like, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And I think increasingly for younger farmers who are maybe experiencing it for the first time, the importance of older farmers sharing that,
yeah,
you know, with younger farmers saying, you know, we will get through this. And I think the other thing is, and this is all about, you know, sort of having the right mindsets, but actually seeing that it's not going to be perfect, but actually how can I make the best of this situation? So optimizing the situation. And those are learnt mindset skills and habits that we can practice and develop that are really good for performance.
Al, we talk about farming being quite an isolated industry, but as we've just heard from Jared, one of the keys to getting through things and learning coping mechanisms is connecting with others and talking. How crucial is this?
Absolutely. And it's not only essential between farms, but within farms as well. So everyone who is on the farm is connected to how other people are feeling and thinking. Absolutely important. And if you've got workers who see the boss who is stressed and they're not being asked to contribute to help reduce that stress, that adds to their stress as well as the boss's stress. So having the workers engaged as much as possible, having more than one person thinking about what can be done in the circumstances is a much better way of running your business.
And mental health and physical health are often quite intrinsically linked as well. And I think there's a great farming analogy that you get your tractor serviced regularly, but quite often you don't take yourself to the doctor yourself for a checkup. And that's something we should be prioritising on farm as a preventative measure as well.
Absolutely. I work for an organisation where they talked about pasture and stock and business, and they didn't talk about people. And if you're going to have a successful business in any industry, you know, agriculture, construction, manufacturing, you need to think about the people as an essential part of your business. And Jared talks about this a lot, about, you know, what happens if the boss has fallen over.
Yeah, it's really good to make sure you've got plans for A, B, C and D. Jared, in terms of mental health, and we've mentioned how farming can be extremely challenging, who's most at risk at maybe going down a downward spiral? Is it those who are new to the industry and inexperienced, or is it those who've been around the block a few times and think, you know, they need to just soldier on, as we hear so often?
Actually, we're all at risk if we're actually not investing in our well-being with good habits that work for us. That's the key, is find out what works for you and do it and integrate it into your business. So I think you've touched on, you know, some of different groups might have different risk areas. So someone who's going through a drought for the first time and maybe doesn't see that they're going to get through this, that will be, you know, a risk factor, because they'll be dealing with that threat every day, which will be, means they're probably not sleeping well, their adrenaline will be up, and they'll be worrying, you know, about that. So actually having conversations with, you know, people who've been through it before and can, you know, provide some of that emotional support and see that they'll get through it. But you're quite right that, you know, if you're an older farmer who's just worked long hours, not taking breaks, not taking time off, and thinks that's what you just have to suck up to be a farmer, then you are at risk of not having recovery periods, and eventually, you know, you are at risk of falling over. So it depends a little bit on your mindset. But the key, the solution is investment through small, regular habits that work for you, that sort of top up your well-being, so that when you're going through these tough times, whether it's a drought or a low payout, you've actually got something in your well-being, you know, sort of bank account to draw on to get yourself through.
And just because it's the way you've always done something doesn't mean that it's right, and doesn't mean that you need to change. And quite often one of the keys on farm is lessening the stress. What are some ways that farmers can do that, do you think?
Farmers are telling us really practical ways on a regular basis that they're doing that. When we went out, when we designed Farm Strong, we went and talked to over 400 farmers, and we asked them, you know, what are the things that they're doing that work for them? And actually, so farmers are doing a lot of good stuff. It's just they never talked about it.
Yeah.
And really, I think there's been a huge change in the last 5 years. And I think Al and I will both agree. There's now this conversation and openness to around the importance of strategies to look after yourself to run a successful business alongside your land, stock and machinery. So, you know, just real, they need to be practical, easy to do and integrated into a business. So, you know, a farmer told me that when he was going through the low dairy payout, he was really stressing, worrying about that. When he was out shifting his fences, he'd stop for 3 or 4 minutes and just listen to the sound of the bellbirds.
Yeah.
Now, that is such an awesome strategy. You're not worrying about the future. You're not ruminating on the past. You're present. It reminded him what he loved about farming. But it's actually also from the science of well-being. It's a really good strategy because it's calming your mind. You're connecting with nature, slowing down your breathing.
Anyone can do it.
And anyone can do it. And it only takes 3 or 4 minutes. So he just got into a habit of doing that. And so for him, that was helpful. There's lots of other practical, you know, another farmer who was liked exercise but just wasn't getting enough exercise. So he parked his quad bike 10 minutes from the shed. So he walked 10 minutes there and 10 minutes back. So he's getting 20 minutes, you know, of exercise a day. You know, another younger farmer who was early on in his career, he was only 19, 20, and he was on quite an isolated block. Every day he would ring two of his mates just to chew the fat. And he said, that was really important for me. That helped keep me connected with them. So there is these sort of small, regular habits. So farmers are doing, and we're just sharing those through Farm Strong.
Brilliant. And I know that for me personally, I was in a group Zoom over lockdown with a bunch of farmers in Southland who were really doing it tough, you know, not able to get stock away to the meatworks. They had far too many stock units on the farm, were worried about where they were going to get supplementary feed from. And they said it just made such a difference.
Totally.
They were actually able to sleep that night from having that conversation and learning they're not the only ones
that's
in that boat.
Mm. Yeah, totally. No, that's a really good strategy.
Our WorkSafe are really good at encouraging farmers to make a few changes to their work life and to their lifestyle as well. You know, all these little changes can mean a momentous shift in how they approach things and how they cope with things on farm.
I think so. And I think the really important point is this doesn't have to be difficult. It's not a big thing. You know, it may be just as simple as, you know, taking that 10-minute walk, stopping for lunch rather than going through lunch.
Guilty as charged on that one.
And Gerard can talk about the stats and what they've found out from farmers in terms of well-being and injury. But here's just something to remember. Half the fatalities on farms happen after 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So what part of the day are you more tired in? What part of the day aren't you making the decisions in? So how do you prepare yourself for that part of the day? And that's by looking after yourself at other parts of the day.
Yeah, even when you're not under stress, you can make poor decisions and mistakes. So it's even more accelerated when you are under stress. Jared, I had a friend of mine who ignored some of the warning symptoms. He was getting a bit too run down. He ended up crushing two of his fingers by dropping a bucket onto them. It's as simple as that. It's a moment and attention that if you're in an office job, it might mean that you drop something or you get a paper cut. I know that's trivializing it. But in farming, a moment's inattention is literally the difference between life and death.
It can be, that's right. And I mean, it's interesting talking to farmers who've survived, you know, they've just by chance of, farmer Chris Biddle from Northland, who survived, you know, a horrific quad bike, you know, accident. Him actually sharing, so his, you know, similar to what Elle was saying, he does a couple of things very differently now. So one of them is that every day he meets with his team in the morning, checks in, how is everyone, have a conversation, actually how are you feeling today, and actually what are you planning to do today, and actually are you in a good state to be doing that? You know, because we do our well-being on a daily basis. If we've had a late night or we've got things sort of going on that we're worrying about. And the other thing he did, he won't start a new job at 4 o'clock. You know, he'll never start a new job after 4 o'clock, and then sort of see is actually if the way this job that I'm doing now, would I choose to do it this way at 8 o'clock in the morning? And using that sort of lens, because really his accident was as a result of not doing those things. And what we really want to do is prevent those accidents happening that are learning opportunities. But really, we want farmers who are learning some of these things and doing things differently to talk more openly and share them, because we know farmers listen to other farmers. I'm feeling very positive around some of the shift around the discussion about mental health, and particularly the things that you can do that prevent getting into more difficult places where you'll be more at risk of common mental health problems, but also of accidents and injury.
And I think there's become a lot more of an openness and an awareness and a motivation to share stories. If it stops your mate from down the road, or even a farmer you've never met, if it stops them from repeating your mistakes, then I think farmers are actually keen to share them. It's not really a cloak of shame anymore. It's a, hey, look, I stuffed up, I did this, I'm going to own it, but here's what I should have done better, and hopefully by my sharing that, you will learn and you will actually succeed next time you go to do the same thing.
Yep, absolutely.
Has there been a real shift around that? Because it's not really how things were done 20 years ago.
I don't think it was how things were done 10 years ago either. Yeah, there has. There's been a real shift. There's been a shift in awareness that this is a crisis that's facing our communities, rural community and urban community, but especially in the rural community where the support systems are not as frequent or as well known as they are in the urban communities.
And there's quite a lot of support groups out there designed for farmers to go to, but sometimes it's actually making that step towards them that can be still hard for farmers. At Farm Strong, Jared, are you more about actually proactively going to farmers and saying, hey, look, let's check in, or here's an event? And
that's right. No, totally. Our insight when we spoke to farmers when we were designing the program is they're actually not looking for information that's health-related or mental health-related. They're looking for information about how to be a better farmer. So Farm Strong is a good for business program. So we go to where farmers are looking for information about land, stock and machinery. And we're also providing information about habits and systems and the science of looking after the people in the business to run a successful and productive business. And part of that is finding farmers who are doing good things and sharing that. Because that's who farmers listen to. So really that is the, we go to ag events where we do lots of stories through farming media channels, producing adult learning interactive sessions that where farmers are going, you know, to conferences or, you know, as part of their discussion groups. And there's a very strong social and fun and enjoyable aspect to it as well. Because I think particularly for males, we like having a laugh when we get, so we don't want to be too serious about some of these things. They're important, but we also, you know, want to look at different humorous ways of getting across some of these ideas.
Absolutely. And something else that really resonates with rural New Zealand, no matter what gender you are or where you come from, seems to be footy. We all love our footy and our farming. And I think through using Sam Whitelock as the Farm Strong ambassador, he is someone who is very at the top of his game in terms of professional rugby, but he's someone who has a very damn strong farming connection as well. He's off of Manawatu Farm. His parents, Braden and Carolyn, run an amazing ship there out the back of Manawatu. And I think, does he connect to farmers as well, saying that, like, he's just an ordinary bloke at the end of the day as well, who's going through the same things they're going through, who might have a few tips for them.
That's right, actually. And particularly, I think we've heard from the males in farming, who, and you're quite right, sport and rugby and actually competition, because farming is a really competitive industry. And so I think some of the mental skills that Sam's learnt from professional sport are very transferable to the pressure that you put yourself under in farming. And I think also, you know, Sam is able to draw that link between his farming background and how he will use some of those skills. But the thing I also really like, you know, about Sam, he's a really humble, down-to-earth guy. And actually he says, look, when I'm finished my rugby, I'm going to go back into farming, but I'm going to start at the bottom of the ladder. So actually when he's at events, he's asking farmers heaps of questions, you know, about farming. And he's, and so it's a two-way thing. He's not presenting himself as an expert about farming, but actually what he is able to share and use his profile is actually what he's learnt in professional sport around how you physically and mentally, when you're in highly competitive environments, you know, how you, what are some of the habits that help you, you know, sleep better, you know, perform better, that keep you positive when things aren't going well. And even, you know, things like, you know, using examples around how he influences the ref when things aren't going his way are very good teamwork skills, you know, around actually good communication skills that often, you know, farmers aren't always taught. They end up working in farming because they love land, stock and machinery. And some farmers have said, I spend most of my time managing teams and no one's ever taught me how to do that. So we're using sporting teamwork analogies, because there's a lot of stress related to managing people in farming as well.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of crossover between footy and farming. And one thing that, in closing, has really interested me is recently FarmStrong have said, backed up something with research that we've known with common sense, and that's if you are struggling physically and mentally, there is a correlation with this to accidents on farm. You've talked to farmers who've had accidents, and the research is overwhelming.
That's right. Yeah, actually, that, I'm sort of surprised that there hasn't been solid research done in that area before. There has on specific topics like fatigue, but to actually look at the cumulative impact of how your well-being's going and its contribution. So we interviewed 500 farmers via telephone who were on ACC's books who had had an accident. And we also did face-to-face interview with 30 farmers who had had accidents. And what we were really asking them was what was happening for you in the lead-up to that accident, and what do you think was the contribution of your well-being, you know, whether it was low or diminished, or what, and what were the particular things that were going on for you. And so some of the trends have been really helpful, because the problems around, for example, not taking breaks came through, not coping well with ups and downs, trying to achieve too much in a day, so you're rushing, not getting good sleep. Those were the five things that came through, you know, as major contributors to the accident. Of about a quarter of the farmers said that was the major contributor, those types of things, to my accident. And about nearly 60% said it was a level of contribution. So the antidote for those is what we're promoting through FarmStrong, is actually, well, what is the science of sleep? Actually, what are some of the strategies that farmers are doing to be realistic about how much they can achieve in a day? Actually, how are farmers getting breaks?
Yeah.
You know, actually, there is farmers prioritising it. So how are they going about doing that? And why do they do it? Why is that important for them And so we are looking, for farmers maybe who haven't prioritised or don't see that as important, to see that actually other farmers are very successful and actually are taking a couple of weeks off a year. And so they've got something to look forward to. Actually, that's their recovery time. That's really the... But I think that piece of research has been quite compelling and was a key reason why ACC, they supported the research and why they've decided to continue to support FarmStrong for another 5 years. So the good news is that we will be continuing to be engaging with farmers, looking at creative solutions of ways that we can, in real time and practical ways, can improve the well-being of New Zealand farmers so they can, run productive businesses, but as we've seen through COVID, they can actually help the country deal with our financial challenges that we're all facing, that farming is going to be key to get us through with our exports.
Just backs up what we've always known: agriculture will be the saviour of New Zealand. Absolutely. Al, does it surprise you, this research? Does it back up what you're seeing in your role at WorkSafe?
It doesn't surprise me, and it does back up what we're doing. I've got a background that goes back through psychology, and I was in the military for a while. A lot of the lessons that have been taken out of the sports science are also lessons that we use in training military people in terms of well-being and teamwork and nutrition and hydration and being able to keep going and make the right decisions at the right time. So nothing about the study surprises me. I'm just really glad that the study took place and now we've got that obvious connection we can talk about when we're talking to farmers.
Just in closing, what are some of the key things, if you can say something to the people listening to this podcast or watching our podcast, if there's one take-home message, if there's one thing they should try and focus on for the next month or 2 months to start to see a bit of a difference on farm, what would it be for each of you? I've put you on the spot here.
Yeah, I think the key thing is prioritise your well-being, find out what works for you, and on a daily basis do it, and that the accumulative benefit of small, simple investments, those examples we gave about stopping for 3 or 4 minutes, listen to the sound of the bellbirds, you will get an accumulative benefit over time so that when you are really under the pump, you've actually got well-being to draw on. So I think that's find out what works for you, create simple, practical, regular habits, and do them.
I guess my one would be good farmers and great farmers are great risk managers. They manage the risk around commodity prices and droughts and other weather events. The one thing you need to do is manage the risk around your own well-being, because you're at the heart of the farm.
Absolutely. We know that New Zealand farmers are the best in the world, but there is still room to be better. Al McCone from WorkSafe, Jared Vaughan from FarmStrong, thank you so much for your time today. Pleasure having you on this podcast.
Thanks, Roy.
Thanks, Roy. Yeah, very enjoyable discussion.
Thanks for listening. Check out our other conversations or visit worksafe.govt.nz for more information about health and safety on farm. This podcast was made in conjunction with WorkSafe and NZME. Thanks to executive producers Rowena Duncombe and Nikki Verbeet. Audio editing and sound design by James Irwin of NZME's Sound and Vision team.